Welcome to the Words of Witness podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Derek Thomas, and I pray that the podcast today blesses you and inspires you to live a life that's worthy of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that we serve. Enjoy today's podcast. God bless. Our study for tonight is the continuation of our series on expand, exalt, enlarge, expand, and exalt, which is our mandate this year, and really in the years going forward. So excited about what God is doing, and excited about how He's going to carry us and where He's taking us to. So as we look at the different aspects of our mandate, and as we look at the different components, what God did is he kind of took it and exploded it. I'm sure that you know, everyone's seen the exploded diagram of something. And what an exploded diagram of something is it takes whatever the completed item is and it blows it apart so that you can see, like, piece by piece how it all fits together. In our first two lessons, we've talked about Jabez's prayer and the significance of it, and how it fits into the mandate that God has given His church in this hour, because this mandate is so much bigger than just LWM. And what we want to do tonight is we want to look at a component, an exploded diagram, if you will, of the components of enlargement, expansion, and exaltation. And we want to deal with the whole premise of enlargement tonight. And in dealing with this, God gave me this title, Go Big Before Going Home. You know, we hear a lot in sports, you know, go big or go home. And it's kind of found its way into the business culture and into, you know, pretty much pop culture. You know, when it's something that's crucial, where a statement is really needed to be made, you know, they're like, okay, man, go big or go home. In other words, if you're going to do this with the intent of making a lasting impression. And if you're not going to do it that way, just don't even start. Because where we are now, it takes more than you just showing up to make the difference that we need right now. And what God is saying is that it's going to take more than just His church showing up on Sundays, showing up on Wednesdays, showing up in places to make a difference. Because when we can look and turn on the news and see things that we took as gospel, figuratively and literally, and have major religious leaders turn it upside down on his ear, God is letting us know it's time for the church, like the old game show, would my real church please stand up? And God is desiring us in the time that He's given us to go big. He wants us to get off the sidelines and get on the front lines, because there's work that needs to be done. And we talked about the math behind the lives that God has promised us scripturally. And when we looked at the 70 years, that really breaks down to about 3 hours, because of 1,000 years a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. When you reverse divide that out, that's only about 3 hours that God has given us. And when we look at where we are at our respective ages, you know, I'll speak for myself. I'm not 21 anymore. I'll just put it like that. And with not being 21 anymore, that means that a good portion of the God-ordained 3 hours that He's given based on His word has passed. So God is saying, before going home, son, I need you to go big. I need you to do some things. And what God is calling us to do is to do our part to bring about enlargement of His kingdom in the earth. So the question I want to open with tonight is just that. In your own words, what is enlargement? I asked that of the class. Anybody?
What it brings to mind is something recent. When I was researching how to properly scale programming, and that term of scaling.
Yes.
And what goes into that, the components of actually what you need to know and what you need to apply to actually go from one size of a model to an enlarged size of that same model, and how difficult that can be if you don't follow a particular discipline, if you don't take steps and, you know, have a methodology that you're being consistent with, then it's going to be distorted. You can't just blow up some things like pictures that you know, you can't just blow that thing up size wise or quantity wise without having some distortion if you don't do it right. So I look at something being blown up in size, but it's like on a micro level, there's a lot of things that have to happen and grow at the same rate and to the same degree and at the same size, you know, in the same manner, in order for it not to be distorted or dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. So I see enlargement in as more than just getting bigger. Yes. Like a church, you know, as a church body, we want more members.
Mm-hmm.
But scaling up then, well, with more members, we need more space. And with more space, it takes more finances. And with more finances comes more management that has to go into all of these things. So that's how I'm looking at enlargement from that, like, kind of almost obsessive perspective, I guess.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. Thank you. That's good. There's a lot.
A scale. Yeah. The answer to your question in short was, I think of when you say enlargement, scale.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Praise God. That's it. That's a great answer. Anybody else? What is enlargement to you? What is enlargement? What is the working definition to you of what enlargement is? Huh?
Hey, my friend Juanika wants to chime in and explain what she's enlargement.
Please go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I believe just the enlargement is just expanding, giving you more of an influence, taking you to the next dynamic and next, just expanding. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. That excellent answer. Excellent answer. And forgive me, I'm just taking notes because these are really are great answers. Great answers. Anyone else? What is enlargement? Okay. Great start. When I looked it up, there are a whole bunch of definitions that I saw, but this definition jumped out at me. And it jumped out at me not only for just the definition, but for the synonyms and the hypernyms, and we'll talk about both of those in a minute, of what comes with it. The actual definition as a working definition is the act of increasing something, to your point, Brother Chris, in size, volume, quantity, or scope. Okay? What that means is it's more than just adding more numbers to it. Okay? It's adding a greater capacity to do more. To your point, sister. To your point of expanding our sphere of influence, expanding and going to the next level of doing things. You know, as I was listening to your definition, Brother Chris, what came to my mind as I was listening to you, as I wrote it down, going from one size of a model to a qualitative larger size of the original. And that's significant because what that means is it's not just getting bigger, but it's keeping the same definition. It's keeping the same stuff that makes it unique and that makes it appealing. It's keeping the same little things that you did. You know, one thing I tell couples all the time when I'm counseling them for marriage, the same things that it did, the same things you had to do to get them is the same thing you got to do and then some to keep them. Why? Because you can't expect to function at a level to gain someone's trust, adoration, affection, and ultimately love, and to the point of wanting to join with you and become a part of you, and now you two become one, and then when you two become one, you take a step back. You can't do that. And when it comes to ministry and comes to the enlargement that God desires to do for us, we've got to be mindful that it's an act, it's action, it's something we've got to do. Of increasing, but we want to do it qualitatively. We just don't want to add raw numbers. We want to do it qualitatively. The little things that make us Living Witness Ministries, the little thing that makes us Living Witnesses, we want to continue to do those things and continue to present those things and continue to do and present those things on a larger scale. How do you do that? By making sure that the individuals that come into the knowledge of Christ first and comes into the knowledge of this fellowship second, understand what it is that we're aspiring to do. And it was interesting because a word that's synonymous with enlargement is expansion. And if you remember Jabez's prayer, Oh, that you would bless me indeed, that you would enlarge my territory, that you would expand my borders. So it wasn't doublespeak. He wasn't saying the exact same thing, but what he was saying was interrelated. As you enlarge, God, I want you to expand. Because an expansion comes as a byproduct of enlargement. You can't make something qualitatively bigger and it not quantitatively occupy more space. Because that more space is necessary to support the additional everything that comes with it. And taking it to like a hypernym aspect, or taking it to an aspect to really look at this thing and look at it as a let's get to it right now. I love the words the increase and step ups. Again, sister, to your terminology, what you said, going to the next level. God is calling us to go to the next level because he desires to enlarge us, but he's calling us to go to the next level in a controlled way. Not just haphazardly. We going here, we going there, we doing this, we doing that. Not for the sake of saying that we're there, but because God is giving us the insight and the direction necessary into him so that we can position ourselves to be used by him to allow him to bring about the expansion so that others are drawn. Because remember, the formula doesn't change. It just means that it's being done on a greater scale. And Jesus gave us the formula. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So what we're striving to do is get to the point of becoming even more well-versed on lifting up the name of Jesus and getting more individuals excited about lifting up the name of Jesus. That's the essence of what godly enlargement, or what, as we'll see on the next slide, is divine enlargement really is. But before we go there, let me stop here. Does anybody have any questions or any comments that they'd like to offer or ask at this time? Okay. Is everybody with me? Everybody, we're all on the same page. Everybody with me? Are we all on?
Amen.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So with that in mind, the Lord took me to the next step. You know, looking at it scripturally, biblically, divine enlargement means supernatural increase. To be enlarged means to increase, to expand, and to extend. And now this is getting into the meat and potatoes of what God wants to teach us. When we talk about, you know, enlarge our territory, or enlarge and expand and exalt, what does that mean? That means that God desires to take us and use us to increase in the regions that he places us in, to expand in the regions that he places us in, to extend in the regions that he places us in. Why do you feel that increase, expansion, and extension are critical for us to enlarge the right way? Anybody?
Pastor, I'm sorry, the kids were talking. Can you repeat that question?
I can. Yes, I can. Why do you feel that in increase, expansion, and extension are critical to the church experiencing divine enlargement?
I think of instances like the parable of the talents.
Okay.
So clearly we've been given something.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the measure of faith. We've been given something, each of us. And then we've been given something as a collective church body. And so then what do we actually do with it? Because it should yield a harvest. It should yield something that is divinely equitable to what we've been given, to our gifts, to our respective talents, individually and collectively as believers. So we actually should be showing a yield of other believers, just based on what we've been giving and the investment that we make in that. So if we do more to whom scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required. And scripture says also, if you're faithful over a little, then we'll be made master over much. So I think those types of passages kind of work to clearly define the economy of the kingdom, that we're not intended to just stay a seed.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well said. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. Anyone else? Anyone else?
I think it shows that we've been going out and doing God's work, yes, preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we will get bigger and stronger.
That's right. Yeah. Excellent answer. Very, very true, Brother Corey. Excellent answer. Very, very true. Excellent answer, Brother Chris. Very, very true. Anyone else? Okay. Both fantastic answers. Can someone read Isaiah 54, 2 and 3, the scripture right below what I read right above? If you can, I can read it. It's not a problem.
Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities.
Amen. Amen. This scripture is basically the scriptural reason of why we increase, expand, and extend. The increase, the expansion, and the extension, that's the how. That's the work that we put into the what, which is the enlargement. What that means is this. And if we look at the scripture, Isaiah is saying here, prophetically, look, enlarge the place of your tent, which means what you have right now, don't function as if what you have right now is it. I have a friend, a business colleague, that always says to any new hire that they work with, don't dress and function for the position that you're coming to work for. Dress and function for the position that you're aspiring to get. That's significant, because what that means is that you're showing individuals that are on the outside that you have something more invested than just right here, right now. Because when you're doing just enough to get by right here, right now, people could tell you're kind of in the rat race like everybody else. But when you see that there's an opportunity and you're doing what they might deem as more, which in your sight line is doing what's necessary to get to where it is that we've been mandated to go and we've been promised to go, we're doing what God is telling us to do. But individuals that might be just on the way, they're looking and they're seeing there's something different about you. There's something different about what you got going on. There's a different level of conviction in what you do. There's a different level of passion in how you present. There's a different level of zeal in how you defend what you do. Let me kind of get over here where this fire is. Let me kind of see what's going on. And what happens is, as people see that and see the consistency in the passion and consistency in the zeal, it begins to ignite a fire in them. And that fire in them prompts them to want to know more, not only about you, but about the God that you serve. So the enlargement comes as we continue to ratchet up the passion. We increase the passion. We expand the reach of the message. We seek to extend to reach more people. And that you know, speaks to the reality of, you know, what we talked about in our vision meeting about, you know, looking to establish new arms of ministry, looking to really do some inreach from within to ultimately do more outreach from without, you know, having the dedicated you're witnessing opportunities, looking to partner with other ministries and looking to do, like I say all the time, really looking to do church as unusual, because doing this thing the usual way, I don't want to say people aren't paying attention to it, but doing this thing the usual way is becoming part of the white noise that people are just tuning out. And that's a problem, because the church, it's crystal clear what the church is supposed to be. The word says that we're a peculiar people. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. In plain English, we're designed to stand out. But we can't stand out if we're not willing to stand up and be all that God has called us to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because in doing so, God is helping us see and understand that what it is that we're doing is for so much more than just right here, right now. You know, I've said it on more than one occasion in worship service that a church that does not have young people is a church that is really destined to die if it does not change its trajectory, because eventually our 3 hours run out, because 3 score and 10 is 70 years. As I said, 70 years in relation to God's passage where it says to God, 1,000 years is like a day and a day is like 1,000 years. That 70 years in relation to 1,000 years in relation to God's economy of one day being like 1,000 years, that's only about 3 hours. So, for, you know, depending on where you are in that 3 hour window, those 3 hours might be far spent. They might be further along than we might think. We might just be realizing right now, oh, I got some work to do. But no matter where we are in the process, God has given us insight to see that there's more to this life than just what we can get out of it. God desires to pour through us into this earth to make a difference in the lives of others. You look at the second half of this passage of scripture, it says that you'll spread abroad to the right and to the left. That means that you're going to expand. You're going to extend. You're going to increase your capacity to do. And your offspring, talking about next generations now, will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. In other words, what's coming after? That legacy the word talks about, that a wise individual leaves an inheritance for his children's children. When that inheritance is left and that inheritance is built upon the premise of understanding that it's designed to bring about an enlargement in the earth for the kingdom and the sake of the kingdom, it's the way in for new territories and for ways to be made in the wilderness and to do all the things that the word said and to answer the prayer that Jabez prayed. So this is where God is calling us. He's calling us to get in on the ground floor of this supernatural opportunity to be a blessing to others. And in the process, it becomes a blessing to us. So let me ask this question. In your opinion, what are some characteristics of divine enlargement that are taking place in your life right now? I ask that of everybody.
If not taking place, should be taking place, will be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Just lifting him higher. You know, I keep, while you're talking and while I've been listening, I keep thinking about, you know, we talk about raising the standard and he, you know, raising him up and he draws all people. The higher we lift him, the more people can see.
Yes.
You know, more people around you can see. So the more lifting him up in day-to-day life, at the grocery store, at the gas station, at work, you know, just random encounters here and there and everywhere. You know, even at my house, like you always say, when you think nobody's watching, but your neighbors are watching, and just lifting him up more and more and allowing more and more people to see that.
Amen. Yeah, very, very true. That's it. This is an everywhere proposition. This is not just Sundays, Wednesdays, Fridays. What is, this is an everywhere proposition. Very well said. Very true. Yes. Thank you. Anyone else? What are some characteristics of divine enlargement taking place in your life? Anybody else have anything that they'd like to share?
Every time something good or positive happened to me, I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Even when, sometimes something happened just I know about, I'll be like, thank you, Jesus. And everybody be like, what happened? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And I just praise him, you know, every time.
Praise God. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's good. And that's true. That's true. Bible says in everything, give thanks. You know, whether man might count it as good or man might count it as bad, in everything give thanks because God gave. You know, we still here to talk about it. You know, that's a blessing. So, yes, sir. Very well said. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else?
An increase in responsibilities. An expansion of just my own, like, professional purview. I'm noticing that that's the characteristic, more responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that is very, very true. Very, very true. The one thing unbeknownst to all three of you, and those were all excellent answers. Did anybody else have anything that they'd like to share or add? Okay.
Glad. Can you define characteristic?
Sure. What are some... What are some ways that you feel divine enlargement are happening in your life? What are some things that God is doing in your life to help expand your life to be more intentional, to be more intent on serving Him? Oh, you're breaking up. I'm sorry. Just kind of getting bits and pieces of it. If you want to type it in the chat, we can definitely read it. That's not a problem, because we definitely want to hear what everyone has to say. It's not a problem. The through line that's been happening with everything that's been shared so far is that it's absolute. And unbeknownst to everybody so far, it's been absolute. You know, someone said, I think it might have been Sister Mel's, was, you know, lifting him higher everywhere. That's very true. You know, Brother Corey, you're giving God thanks and everything. That's very true. Brother Chris said increase in responsibility. As he was saying that, the Lord was saying to me, for everyone, because you've heard me say it on more than one occasion, one monkey don't stop no show unless it's the One Monkey Production, which LWM is not, but more importantly, which the church, the ecclesia, is not. So as responsibility increases, it's a unilateral increase for everyone. And that's very, very true, which means that, you know, it's absolute. You know, when we make the decision, it's absolute. And as I began to really sit down and think about it in my own life and think about how things have shifted from 2022 to 2023, you know, never mind the personal challenges with health and all kinds of other stuff, but just looking at it solely from the standpoint of ministry and the degree of commitment and the degree of what's being asked. I was sharing last night, I think it was last night, you know, that you know, God's really been, you know, dealing with me on different topics, you know, and dealing with him on different things. Ultimately, he's doing so with the intent of making me better, preparing me for what's coming, because God's like, you can't be in a position where knowingly or unknowingly offense is taking place, because with what is coming your way, you can't afford to be offensive. You can't afford to not pay attention. You can't afford to be negligent knowingly or unknowingly. So I'm going. Living Witness Ministries is a church on the move that's dedicated to sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through the preached and taught word, community outreach, and practical ministry designed to save souls and change lives. You can sow into the ministry via our Cash App at $LWMinistries2020. That's $LWMinistries2020. Sow your seed in the good ground of Living Witness Ministries today. And thank you for helping us reach the world with the life-giving word. I pray that you were blessed by today's word. The Bible tells us that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, that we would be saved. If you've never taken the opportunity to do either one of those things, won't you join me now in prayer? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I come before you a sinner. I believe that you sent your son to die that I might live. I believe that he lived, died, rose again, ascended to heaven, and is coming back for sinners just like me. I confess my sin. I ask you into my heart, and I ask you into my life. Thank you, Lord, that by faith, I am now saved. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd like to welcome you into the household of faith and into a loving relationship of salvation with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please email me and let me know of your experience, or if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please email me. The email address is livingtowitness@gmail.com. That's living2witness@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Pastor Derek Thomas, encouraging you to live your life as a living witness.